Lecture 17, Jews and Early Christians.
With this lecture, I intend to introduce Jews and Christians into the world of ancient Asia Minor. And the activities of both Jews and Christians in the second and first century BC for Jews running through the Roman Empire, and then with Christians in the first century AD, are very important because they move Asia Minor out of that classical into that medieval world. Both of them will help redefine civilization in the peninsula, and after the conversion of the Emperor Constantine in 312 AD, Christianity, a form of Christianity, will become the favored religion of Roman emperors, and the Roman emperors will begin a process of rewriting the religious landscape once again. In discussing this issue, our evidence is very, very mixed and also fragmentary. We have a lot of information about some points, and then we're in the dark about a great deal of matters. Furthermore, I really need to stress the importance of Jewish communities in Asia Minor. It may be a going too far to say that without a Jewish synagogue, it is unlikely there would be an early Christian community, at least in the first and second centuries AD. Nonetheless, that statement captures some sense of how important the Jewish communities were in Asia Minor in preparing the way for Christians and also preparing pagans to receive the Christian message. There's a great deal of Jewish proselytizing going on, which we wish to talk about. So in this lecture, I first wish to discuss the world of Judaism in Asia Minor in the 2nd century BC, running, approximately to the 2nd century AD. That is at the time of the Roman conquest and misrule through the peace and prosperity of the High Roman Empire. The second issue I wish to deal with is the development of early Christianity, the teachings of Paul and his disciples, the setting up of the first Christian communities, and how these communities were linked and what we know about these early communities that are subject to a great deal of discussion. And then the third part of this lecture is to see how those churches, those early churches, which I prefer to call apostolic churches in many instances, that is the churches that could trace descent back to Paul, to the disciples of Jesus, and had some sort of sense of the original message, how those apostolic churches forged institutions that became so important for the construction of the imperial church, the empire-wide church of Constantine. So those are the three issues we want to look at in this particular lecture. Well, first, Judaism. And in this case, Judaism presents an extremely varied picture to anyone dealing with Jewish life and traditions in the Roman world. In fact, the situation with Judaism was about as complicated and diverse as it is today in the 20th century, with a whole range of different accommodations made by Jews with the wider world. I mentioned in one of the earlier lectures that many Jews arrived not as merchants, as most people would think, but as military colonists, especially sponsored by Seleucid kings. These were Jews coming from the Galilee, coming from the poor areas of Judea where population was too numerous and the soil was too poor to support them. And this is a long tradition. Jews were known as military colonists in Egypt during the Persian period, so that the use of Jewish soldiers as garrisons by a great king in the Near East was a long-term device, and it was commonly accepted. Now, these communities in time evolved into merchant communities, part of the population engaged in trade and commerce, and that has a lot to do with the way trade and commerce was conducted in the ancient world. Very often in the Hellenistic and Roman world, ethnic groups that had excellent trade contacts throughout the cities of the Near East, the Roman Empire, would form a built-in network. So if you were a Jew in Jerusalem and you wished to conduct business in Athens, you traveled either by sea or overland from city to city where there was a Jewish community resident. They may be descendants of military colonists. In those cities, you would find a synagogue, you would find either relatives or friends, people with whom you're in contact. They, in turn, could provide you lodging. They could also fill you in on the details of commerce, any sort sort of legal matter that might arise. If you had to form a contract, they could stand as sureties. They can assure that you were a perfectly acceptable businessman. Jews form this network. Aramaeans form this network across Iran and Iraq in the Roman age. And this was a common way of conducting business in many pre-industrial societies throughout the Middle East. In the Ottoman Empire, Greeks, Armenians, and Jews perform this role.